Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I was curious. Last year, obviously, the offense was more focused on running the football. This year, they've gone a lot more to spreading the ball out and throwing it. How does that affect you and as a running back to get into your groove and get into the flow of the game?
I mean, it doesn't really affect me, you know what I'm saying? Like I always say, you got to stay locked in. Passing's been working for us. Of course, we got to get the run game going. It's not what we wanted to be. But it doesn't really affect me as far as getting in the rhythm or anything.
You said that the running game is not where you want it to be. What are the contributing factors? Why has it been able to take off? Like we saw you produce and others last year.
Well, I feel like we just got to keep building. You know, we're in practice, maybe get a couple extra reps. You know, that's what we're working on now, getting a couple extra reps. But like I said, man, this offense as a whole, we've been doing pretty well. Passing the ball well, spreading around all the weapons that we got. It's been working for us. So we just got to keep finding ways to get better as an offense.
Appreciate it, Devin. Thank you.
Hey, Devin, Heather Prusak here. Good to see you. I just wanted to ask about what do you see from the Chiefs' defensive line with going up against guys like Frank Clark and Chris Jones there?
Yeah, especially those two guys. You know, they have a lot to deal with. So we just going to have to come with our A game. Got to be ready to execute. You know, that's what it's going to take this game. You know, refocus up, bounce back from last week. But from what I see from those guys is, you know, they very active. You know, they give a lot of effort. You won't see them giving up on plays like that or nothing like that. So, like I said, we got to come with our A game.
And obviously, you guys have been very, you know, as an offense, the passing game has been so electric so far this season. But the Chiefs are the fourth worst run defense in the league. So, what do you see, you know, on film maybe from them that allows other backs to have such success against them?
They find ways, you know, to make plays in the run game. They get a hat for a hat. They get movement, whatever it may be. They find a way to get things going against them. So I feel like we got to do the same thing. If that's run the ball, pass the ball, whatever it may be, we got to find a way. But definitely we got to get this run game going.
Thanks, Devin.
Hey, Devin, it's John again. We all certainly understand the relationship you had with Frank last year, and you've spoken at length about the influence he had. I know you're a second year in the league, but do you feel there is value in potentially, you know, having another veteran presence in the room with you to help grow and continue to grow?
I already got a veteran, man. I got TJ Yeldon. He's been in the league for about 6-7 years. That's a veteran, you know. But, you know, without Frank, you know, he taught me a lot. We got great guys in our room, great older guys as well. They've been in the league 6+ years. So, you know, they able to help us young guys, me and Moss, you know, see things that we maybe didn't see. They might tell us. So I feel like we got great veteranship in our room already.
Hey, Devin, thanks.
Hey, Devin, I just got a couple more for you. Kind of going off of John's question there about a, you know, veteran presence, there's reports out there that the Bills might be interested in Le'Veon Bell. What would it be like to bring a guy like that into the running back room?
Well, you know, it would be great. It'll help us win, you know. I can definitely learn from him. You know, we can work together and learn some things from each other. But he's been great in this league. His last couple years maybe hasn't been how he wanted it. But, you know, if we was to get him, I can learn from him and he'll help his team win.
And how tough has it been for you guys to not have Zach for the past couple weeks? I know he's dealing with, I think, a toe injury there. But, you know, how tough is that to not have him in there?
This league is really just the next guy got to step up, next guy got to be ready. But, of course, you know, we want to see him healthy. He's looking like he's very close to that, so hopefully we'll be seeing him this weekend.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.